As of January 1st, Muncie Community Schools will be designated a distressed political subdivision. All five members of the Distressed Unit Appeals Board voted to keep MCS under state control. But, as many said at a meeting in Indianapolis, it wasn't because MCS officials didn't make progress on controlling the district's multi-million dollar debt.
Progress has been made. Great efforts have been made by the school corporation, but we're not there yet.
An abbreviated time frame, I believe, that they have. Just the 6 months. I wish it could have been a little bit longer. They could have addressed the issue.
There still is that very large question on the 2014 general obligation bond issue. There have been steps made on the rest of the puzzle.
That was board members Paul Joyce and Democratic State Senator Eddie Melton and board chair Micah Vincent. Over the last several months under partial state control, MCS Emergency Management Team Administrator Assistance has restructured the district's bonds, created a balanced budget for 2018, negotiated a new teacher's contract, and negotiated the sale of Northside Middle School and four other parcels, including three former elementary school properties. But according to reports filed with DUAB, the district still has $43 million in long-term debt, including $9 million in 2014 building maintenance bonds that were used instead for the general fund. DUAB Chair Vincent said, as even if the district had been given back local control, the state legislature would have still seen financial requests from Muncie in the future.
My expectation is that you're going to see Muncie Community Schools come and request some additional assistance from the state of Indiana. And as I look at that and think about that, that's another item that makes me think that the role of the state should continue to be involved.
The board also designated administrator assistants to be the temporary emergency manager of MCS beginning January 1st, after its current contract expires in 2017. The move puts administrator assistants in charge of MCS for several months until DUAB can complete a search process for a permanent manager. Administrator assistants is allowed to compete for that permanent contract.
After Wednesday's vote in Indianapolis, administrator assistants co-founder Steve Wittenauer says the focus is on the next 6 months.
And that's kind of our goal now going forward, is to continue the process on the finances, to look at that GO bond and to get that thing resolved, get their balanced budget 2018. And if once we can do all that by the end of June, we'll feel pretty good about that and would hope that they will be able to maybe pick it up from there and go forward.
The Muncie Teachers Association had already announced it was in favor of a full takeover. MTA President Pat Kennedy feels now the district can continue to move in the right direction. She says teachers will now be included in more decisions.
So the voices of teachers have really still been stifled, except in the bargaining process, and the bargaining was with AA.
In Indianapolis, MCS Superintendent Stephen Ball did not speak to the media. The district has also not released a statement. District spokeswoman Anna Pichardo could not say when MCS would release such a statement. As for state officials, Vincent did have a message for MCS parents from DUAB.
School is open. School will continue to be open. This is not a situation where parents within the Muncie Community School District need to be concerned that the school district is somehow going to shut down or that the education is going to fall off. That's not the situation that we're in. And so they should continue to send their kids to Muncie Community Schools with confidence throughout this process.
Under the distressed political subdivision resolution, MCS needs to operate with a positive cash flow for at least 2 years, plus meet other criteria DUAB sets before local control can be restored. With Stephanie Weekman, I'm Tony Sandlaben, IPR News.